Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, April 6, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with the WrestleMania Go Home edition of SmackDown broadcast live last night on Fox from the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. In the main event, Solo Sikoa was disqualified in his match against Jey Uso due to outside interference against Jey from Jimmy Uso. After the match, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins hit the ring and chased off Sikoa, then took turns whipping Jimmy Uso with Rhodes' weight belt, with Rhodes then cutting a WrestleMania-themed promo to end the show.
I am fighting for every moment that has defined me, for every single fan who has believed in me, for everyone who ever dreamed out in the open, and my dream was to become champion. And this Sunday, know this, that when one good story ends, an even better one begins.
Rose knows the stakes. It all begins tomorrow.
The opening match of the show was the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which was won by Bronson Reed, who last eliminated Ivar of the Viking Raiders.
The rolling thunder from down under.
There goes Ivar. Bronson Reed wins it.
During a series of promo segments throughout the show, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton crossed the street from the Wells Fargo Center to Lincoln Financial Field looking for United States Champion Logan Paul, then came back and ambushed Paul in the ring while he was addressing the live crowd. In other results, Electra Lopez made her main roster in-ring debut with a win over Zelina Vega, and New Catch Republic defeated Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. After the match, the Judgment Day ran into the ring and attacked both teams. Ring of Honor presented the 17th annual edition of Supercard of Honor live last night on pay-per-view from the Lacora Center in Philadelphia. In the main event, Mark Briscoe defeated Eddie Kingston in 24 minutes and 13 seconds to become the new ROH World Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this match,
we do not understand the things we must read and react to are often larger than us. Tonight, there was something divine that pushed Mark Briscoe across the finish line, becoming for the first time Ring of Honor World Champion.
The win comes a decade after the late Jay Briscoe held the ROH World Championship, making the Briscoes the only brothers to ever hold the title. The first ROH World Women's Television Champion was crowned on the show with Billy Starks defeating Queen Aminata due to referee stoppage in 17 minutes and 42 seconds in the tournament final. The win came in shocking fashion after Starks faked an injury, then proceeded to choke Aminata out.
Unbelievable! I want champions with honor! That was one of the classic bouts we had ever seen!
One of the greatest matches we've seen ended tarnished right here. Billy Stark showing her true colors, Nigel.
ROH World Women's Champion Athena was successful in defending her title, beating Hikaru Shida in 22 minutes and 31 seconds. In other title matches, Kyle Fletcher retained the ROH World TV title against Lee Johnson. World Tag Team Champions The Undisputed Kingdom beat the Infantry. And six-man tag team champions Bullet Club Gold were victorious over Alex Zane, Lance Archer, and Minoru Suzuki. In other results, Dalton Castle beat Johnny TV, and in a match featuring wrestlers from Stardom, Empress Nexus Venus and Mae Sierra defeated Queen's Quest and Tam Nakano. AEW presented Rampage last night on TNT, featuring matches taped last Saturday at the Budweiser Gardens in London, Ontario. In the main event, Daniel Garcia won a four-way elimination match against Action Andretti, Brian Keith, and Commander, last eliminating Andretti. Earlier in the match, Andretti had eliminated Commander after Commander had eliminated Keith. In a non-title, international title eliminator match, international champion Roderick Strong beat London Lightning. In other results, Malakai Black defeated Christopher Daniels, and Serena Deeb topped Trish Adora. In WrestleMania news, WWE shot an angle yesterday during its media day in Philadelphia with LA Knight getting into a brawl with his scheduled WrestleMania opponent, AJ Styles. Knight confronted Styles during a media appearance yesterday morning, resulting in some physicality that left Styles with a bloody nose. LA Knight against AJ Styles is scheduled for tomorrow during Night 2 of WrestleMania 40. The 2024 class of the WWE Hall of Fame was inducted last night at the Wells Fargo Center following SmackDown in a ceremony streamed live on Peacock. Paul Heyman headlined the class of 2024, delivering a raucous and spirited speech to the Philadelphia crowd after officially being inducted by Universal Champion Roman Reigns.
And here's the funny part of it all, ladies and gentlemen. They ain't gonna cancel me because they know if they do, I'm coming back bigger, better, stronger than ever before.
The induction of the late Hawaiian promoter Leah Maivia by her son Dwayne The Rock Johnson closed out the show. The late Muhammad Ali was the celebrity inductee, being inducted by The Undertaker and with his widow Lonnie Ali accepting on his behalf and also bestowing a People's Champion title belt on Johnson.
You, the fans, are the reason Muhammad Ali was called the People's Champ. And in 1998, a young wrestler asked for permission to use the People's Champion out of a deep respect and homage to Muhammad's legacy. Muhammad was pleased and proud to honor The Rock's request. And tonight, it is my honor to present The Rock with the People's Championship.
Additionally, Thunderbolt Patterson was inducted by The New Day. The U.S. Express team of Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham were inducted by Rotunda's children, Mika and Taylor, professionally known as Bo Dallas, and Bull Nakano was inducted by Alundra Blaze. Taking a look at some of the highlights from around the greater Philadelphia area during a busy WrestleMania Friday, Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling opened up with a midday show titled Live in Philly at the Auditorium from the Auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. In the main event, Maki Ito and Miyu Yamashita teamed up to put down the duo of Miyu Watanabe and Rika Tatsumi. Other notable results saw Shoko Nakajima defeat Riho, Mizuki and Vert Vixen defeated Aja Kong and Pom Harajuku, and Billy Stark, seconded by ROH World Women's Champion Athena, defeated Hyper Masao. Wrestling Revolver and House of Glory presented a joint produced show at the Trinity Center for Urban Life Church. In a battle of champions, House of Glory heavyweight titleist Mike Santana wrestled Revolver champion Alex Shelley to a no contest. Some other results saw the main event retain the HOG tag team title in a four-way that included Alex Colon and Ricky Shane Page, the Grizzled Young Veterans, and the Rascals. Masha Slamovich topped Mike Bailey, and Mustafa Ali retained the TNA X Division Championship with a win over the Amazing Red. UK-based Progress Wrestling held Chapter 166, Freedom Walks Again at the Auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. Their main event saw Kid Lykos retain the Progress World title, defeating Man Like DeReese. Yochi won the Progress Atlas Championship, defeating Ricky Knight Jr. Sanity won the Progress Tag Team title in a three-way match, defeating former champions Alexis Falcon and Charles Crowley, as well as Sunshine Machine. And Riho retained the Progress Women's World title over Lana Austin. GCW presented Joey Janela's Spring Break 8 show from the Auditorium at Penn's Landing Caterers. In selected results, Janela fell short in his efforts to win the GCW World title, losing to champion Blake Christian when Missy Hyatt turned on Janela. Nick Gage and Maki Ito teamed to defeat Danhausen and Ram Kai Chow. And in a six-man tag, Mike Bailey teamed with Jordan Oliver and Nick Wayne to defeat Kerry Morton and the Rock and Roll Express. And closing Friday's events and opening Saturday's, GCW presented its annual For the Culture event at midnight Eastern Time. Key results saw Shug D retain the Pan-African World Diaspora title over Alex Kane. Darius Carter beat Billy Dixon in a match where Darius Lockhart served as the special guest referee and Jossie knocked off Too Cold Scorpio. Turning to Mexico, CMLL ran their weekly Friday night show inside of Arena Mexico, which featured the singles debut of Bryan Danielson in the building. The AEW star faced veteran Blue Panther and tapped out the legendary luchador with the label lock. In the show's semi-main event, Mystico, Atlantis Jr., and Volador Jr. knocked off the trio's team of Rocky Romero, Averno, and Templario. And in TNA wrestling news, the company has signed Jonathan Gresham to its roster, according to an official statement yesterday. Gresham's official start date with TNA was not specified. The former Ring of Honor World Champion last competed for TNA in the fall of last year and has spent most of 2024 thus far wrestling in Europe, in addition to a pair of GCW appearances last month. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.